Page Shin Chav Zayin, the first new paragraph, right? Is that correct? Yes? Okay. This tefillah. So with the chiddush we had yesterday was he Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sayra Secha and Kaveinu Makan L'Avayda Secha is a tefillah that we come close to serving Hashem L'Sayra Secha, not because of us, but to see it as our hergish that it's Hashem's Torah or Hashem's Avayda. So it's not a tefillah that we should start learning, but a tefillah that we should start learning the right way. That's how Rav Schwab teached. The endachaf, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sayra Secha, Kaveinu L'Avayda Secha. You see, in the first paragraph of this page, is darkened the endachaf. It's emboldened to show that that's his message. Okay, tefillah zu, doima leben shebarach mi aviv v'ne'alam. This tefillah is similar to a son who ran away from his father. V'ne'alam, and he was hidden, he was separated. Lachas mamaru behikah bashmasai. After an extended period of time, he recognized his mistake. V'ra shiflus matzavei, and he saw his low level. V'hichlit, and he made a decision. Lazal aviv. Avodaka. However, there was a problem. Shalarash ain't kail. He had no money. Lo'yaya biyadai. Afilo shava pruta. Liknais kartis. He didn't have any money to buy kartis, in parentheses it says ticket, l'nsaya habaisa, to go home to his father. Akei sholach bakashase la'aviv, he sent a letter to his father, ritzayni loshev elecha, na kableini ba'ava, birach me'ho'av ala ben. That, please accept me back, with love. V'lo yoyed, elanov v'na, shalach li ha'efsharis, send me the ability, she'uchal, that I should be able, lizum shifasi, to fulfill my desire, love evelasais b'tzel kanafecha, to come and live with you. Kengam onu ma'pilim tachtunen lefanecha. Shevitzeinenu lasais b'tzelcha b'leib of shalem. We daven ta'kadosh baruch hu, we say it's our desire to do your will with a full heart. Avatosh kechenu loshev elecha b'atzmenu. But we're too weak to do it on our own. No v'no, kableinu bi'ava. Give us the ability. Vashivenu ata avinu and return us your father. Avarachman l'sarasecha. Yekarvenu ata lavaydasecha. Hatam likinu imalkenu. Why is it that we say avinu by Torah, amalkenu by avayda? So he explains the connection of Malkeinu, Lavaydasechu, Isha Avoida hi Michiyuve Ha'eved La'adoine Ulamalkai. Work is an obligation to a master, to a king. Chalkiya mitzvah on the Weiss Noisa Pulum and Pasha Kachnis Tavinu Malkeinu. And this is the theme he's been saying, that we do it because the king commanded us. Gagai Masha Misatvim Bitsitsis Umishum Shemela Chalam Sivanu Lesnai Baifinze. Okay, this is the idea. In Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his Nefesh HaChaim, he says the form of every tefillah should have in it a bakasha to serve Hashem. There's a person when he davens, the tefillah should be that, like Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Klal Yisrael should be saved after the Egel in Parshas Kisisa, he didn't say, Hashem, please save them, have rachmanis, be good to them. That's not what he said. He said, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim, that's not Kvod Shamayim, for Klal Yisrael to be destroyed. So he davened for Klal Yisrael as a representative of Kvayt Shomayim. So that when you daven, or when Avraham Avinu davened for Stoim, he didn't say, Hashem, be nice to them, save their lives. He said, Chalil Alachav HaSayis K'tov HaSayis. It's Chalil Alachav, it's a Chilul. It's not Kvayt Shomayim that you should, Loham is Tzadik in Rasha. The idea is that when we daven, the ideal tefillah is a tefillah that represents what we want as Kvayt Shamayim.
But when he davened Moshe for Miriam,
It's very interesting, yeah. Well, Rashi there says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be marich in his tefillah for his sister, because people are going to say, oh, for his sister, for my sister, he didn't speak up. So I don't know how to answer that, but that's what Rav Chaim Volozhin says, that when you daven, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me parnasa, I want to give tzedakah. Right. Yaakov Avinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you'll give me the beged lubash lechem lechol, I'll be able to give maisa nosati, I'll give maisa mikol. So he, kashatitli has to ask around Allah. He davened for things as a means of expressing, desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way tefillahs are supposed to be. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a shidduch. I want to have a Yiddish mishpacha. I want to raise children to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the way tefillah should be. What? That what?
You're the ultimate
Roy Fein. Kikel Roy Fein Neman. Yeah, but he's saying, yeah, it's,
he doesn't say that.
It's true. In Rafa'enu it says, we say, we state our amunah that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Reif. But, Rahman Lata. Rechaim Volozhin says that's our whole excuse for davening, is that ultimately, Kvod Yisrael, the Hatzlach of Klal Yisrael is Kvod Shemayim. Please give it to Mati. This is the idea. Even when you daven for Hatzlach in Torah and Havaida, it should all be as a means of connecting to Rabbi Nishalom.
You have to believe it though.
You have to mean it. Yeah, you can't just say it.
If you look, it's you have very to mean interesting. It. If you look at Shimon Esrei, by each of the 12 Balkoshes in the middle, that fits in. Kikel, Melech, Rofe, Nemad, Rahman, Kikel, Tov, Salach, Ata. So, you know, that concept is in each of the individual Balkoshes.
Okay. So Hashem, keep your Kvayt Shammai about that. In the psicha l'shar avaydes alakim, he calls the chayves halvavais. Heyer al toivais b'nei adam, kitzasam al kitzasam. When people do favors one for the other, she b'derech klal muhula hatoiva im toyelas atzmi bechasidus amamitis. Generally, when people do favors for other people, there's something in it for them. Gemara says that when someone gives a matana, ilav davin nicha lenafshe, if someone gives a matana, it must be that the person did something for him, that there's something in it. People don't just give away gifts. If you give away a gift, sometimes it's a karas hatayv, sometimes it's because you hope to get something in the future. There's something called ribis mukdemes.
It's appreciation for what he did for him.
So it's an appreciation. Appreciation is probably the most altruistic of all the reasons people give gifts. At least they show a karas hatayv. It's something called ribis mukdemes. Ribis mukdemes is you send someone a gift. You plan next week to ask him for a loan. So you don't say anything about the loan. You just send him a gift. You know, it was Mishlach Manas time. He's not real nice Mishlach Manas. And then 2 weeks later, you see, you ask him for a gift. It's called Ribis Bugdemis. It's not Osim and Atayra, but the Rabbanan weren't happy with it. If it's not Nikar, it's Mutter. Ribis Bugdemis is only Osim if it's clear. It doesn't totally depend on his intention. It's same thing Ribis Mulcheres. If it's Nikar, if it's clear the why you're doing it, then it's an issue. But at any rate, the Chavis of Avis is saying that generally favors people do for each other are not totally for the other person, and for the person himself. Kagai, even Hachaymel Oni V'Rosh, somebody has Rachmanis on a poor person, Mechavin Litchay Satsar Me'al Nafsha, you feel bad for the person. So sometimes you do it because you feel bad. Now that's not such a bad motivation. Okay, but altruism is when you can't stand the guy. And he's having trouble, and you help him anyway. That's really thank you. I appreciate the compliment. But, all right. Hine kol ish Yisrael araya eze evyain hasayve berachay vayskiria. Somebody sees a poor person going around the streets, bli lechem ubli mayim ubiyam oichle chayre v'kerach balayla, and he has no shelter. Hey, bevadi, if he's sulabesai, if he's normal at least, you would take him into the house, be a first lover of lachma, you would give him bread to eat, be till the lechem lechel or beg a little, but you'll help him. Amman, amnam, however, nifchay na besibis maisav. Think about the cause, the reason he's doing it. Ham chayshim bezeh achvarak lehetiv lesulasai. Is this kavana purely to do good for the person, for the other person? He wants to satisfy his emotions, which have been warmed up. That he shouldn't have a problem deep in his heart. How could he be not have rachmanas on a poor person? Have kavanasi l'kayim mitzvah Hashem? Is it that he wants to feel good that he did a good thing or even show off? Not for your own purposes, even not to feel like a kind person.
I'll give you
an example of this. A number of years ago, Rav Moshe Wolfson made an appeal in his shul. I don't remember the cause. It was something had happened. Maybe someone had a fire, and they made an appeal to help the person. Everyone was machmir. Everyone pledged. And Rav Wolfson got up and he said, "Okay, well, you pledged the first time. That was because you had rachmanis, and you felt you had to do it. Everyone has to give a second pledge, because this one's going to hurt." And he forced it. I don't know if everyone gave, or most people gave, made a second pledge on top of the first pledge. So the first pledge, you know, people did happily. The second pledge, you know, I can't try that here. It's not going to work. But he asked for a second pledge.
And,
you never know? Okay. Rav Shor once said, there's a tremendous message. It says, Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So I remember, Gedal Yeshur once said, I don't remember the speech, but I remember this piece. I'm sure, none of you probably, you remember, Mati.
Yes.
Remember, you couldn't follow the chain of thought.
No,
it was very hard. Each thought was good, but the chain.
Connection.
The connection. He was Nachum Velten. But he once said, what does that mean? That means Hashem could have created a world. Well, helping a poor person is an avla. Well, what are you doing? Give him a crutch? Imagine you have a person who's capable of walking, and you give him crutches to walk. He'll never walk. It's a terrible thing to do, to give him a crutch. Hashem could have created a world in which helping and giving a person money is an avla, is a problem. Instead, Hashem created a world, since the Torah says the mitzvah of tzedakah, so Hashem created a world in which there's compassion, in which there's a good feeling, in which there's a kayak, there's a strength in it. So that's the stak of barai, so barioma, the whole halachielch of a world where it makes sense to help people is based on tyrus, not based on absolute values. Anyway, what he's saying here is, it's a very high level, the chavis halvavais, and what he's saying now is the same thing. When a person davens to serve Hashem, ashiveinu avinu serasecha, it's that we should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'man shemay. It's not just the way we think, we should do tshuva, which is also fine. We should do tshuva. I remember once thinking, there was somebody who was off to derech, and the halachi is, you're only allowed to ask a bakasha in all the brachas if it's an emergency. Otherwise you say Shema Kaleinu, you can hear whatever you like, but the other brachas only if it's an emergency. So in Hashiveinu Vilo Sarasecha, there was somebody in yeshiva was struggling, an off the derech type of thing. So I remember it was an emergency. I ate it in Shmei Nesrei. Then I started thinking about myself. For me, it's also an emergency. Like, when am I finally, I'm already getting older. When am I finally going to have a good Shmei Nesrei or, be able to serve Hashem the right way? I started thinking, for me, it's also an emergency. No? Not an emergency for you. Did you do the daf? Did you end up doing the daf? You said you were going to do the daf, brachas. You didn't do it. You're not trying. You give lip service. You didn't do anything. Why don't you start tonight? You don't have to prepare anything. You stay for an hour after Maariv, and you'll, God's gonna play back to you that you said you're gonna start. And you didn't start. So tonight you'll start. Intentions, no, intentions. You stick around for an hour, okay? Alright, it's not a bad daf tonight. It's good. I'll call your wife, I'll get permission. I mean it, I'm the same way. A lot of things I should do, I don't do. It's, I don't know, I try to do tshuva. I made a Kabbalah Rosh Hashanah that I'm asleep more every night, but I don't do it. It's terrible. It's terrible. If I slept a little more, I'd be able to learn better. I don't know. You made the same Kabbalah. I mean, you barely sleep. All right. See, have you had Sahara? I don't know. I think I want to learn later tonight. Really, it's the Yetzer Hara. So I make a deal. You stupid Tafia, I mean, I'll go to sleep early.
I'm
not even asking for a whole mishmer. I'm just asking for an hour till 10 o'clock. Okay, Mashanu Mispalin Hazirenu B'Tshuva Shleim Lefanecha. This which we daven Hazirenu B'Tshuva Shleima Bemes Hatshuva Tluya B'Maisa Adam Ba'Atzmai. Tshuva's up to you. Hari Hu Shakilko Maisav. He's the one that messed up in the first place. He's going to have to pay for it. And therefore, the chayte should start with actions of tshuva. What's tshuva shalema? He's calling tshuva shleima that you do it for the right motivation. Some people in tshuva because they don't want to burn in Gehenna. So tshuva works to cleanse a person. That's not a complete tshuva. These people are doing tshuva have outside motivations. They're not doing tshuva because God said so. So what feel of Azirei, the Shniska, but Shuvah Shleimah Lefanecha.